stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Wow.
Surgeon for the reason why. Rusty Trombone got evicted from World of Warcraft.
Why don't you shut up? Join us this week on Radio BAM as we search for a black man's tooth and his half-whiteness. Yes, that's right. Lennon Pridgen has lost his tooth and we shall search for it. So join us tonight and bring a thick, juicy slice of steak, yes. Let it drizzle down your chin and eat some goofy mushrooms. Yes, that's an experience you won't forget. And when the 6 hours are over, everything will be all right while you'll figure out the world.
What's up? This is Radio BAM and we're here with Matt Dice of CKY, Chad Ginsburg, Lennon, who just lost his tooth filming Ming Hags, and Deke
Mello. I lost
Mello.
All my dignity.
And we have a few other people out in the kitchen that are probably going to be in and out.
Lennon, since you're half black, does that mean you have half gold teeth? Like on your grill?
He's got half a bigger cock.
I know. Like I told you because Deco knocked your tooth out that I'd pay for you to get a new tooth. You could have technically got a gold tooth, but you just got a regular one.
Yeah, he's half
gold
black. You would need a bronze tooth.
Yeah, with spinners.
About 6 grand for a gold tooth. So
just some spinners on your molars there.
Gold tooth.
You're only half black, so you don't.
My slick Rick.
You don't deserve gold. He needs a copper tooth.
A pewter.
A pewter tooth.
Yeah. Mount some little mini Civil War statue.
That's just a teeth.
Lyndon's got the copper tone tan, dude. That's all that is.
There you go.
Fucking copper tone. Motherfucker.
So, we're going to... Hey, Chad, did you talk to Jess today?
I did not talk to Jess today.
Because I'm going to Norway and Sweden with you guys, and I need him to buy a ticket and also get me a hotel. I know. And you know he yay-yay-yays me to death, and then by the time we actually go to the fucking airport, he'll be like, oh, I didn't get you a ticket. I'm like, I told you 10 days ago to get me a ticket.
Oh, cool.
I really need to write a contract out
right
and
now.
Have him sign it.
I'll do it right now.
You really going to do it right now?
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
And I need the hotel, too, because I don't need to deal with that shit either.
Okay, it's just coming out of your account. But, you know.
That's fine. I just don't want to deal with the paperwork.
Nah, Jess will pay for it. The GS.
Yeah, cool dude.
Where's Tallman? Why didn't he come over?
He's dealing with he's changing the shitty dipe blues of Ava and Scarlet. Hi, Missy.
What's up, Miss?
Hello.
You want a kid now, don't you, after hanging out with Scarlet for an hour and a half?
More than I did before I hung out with her.
I hung out with him today.
Scarlet Margera?
Isn't she sweet?
Dude, Scarlet didn't say a word when I met her.
Well, that's because she can't talk yet. Scarlet? She's only 5 months old.
I thought you had no personality. I had no idea.
She's shy. Did you like Scarlet?
I only want to hang out with kids when they can actually have a conversation.
That's so fucking mean, dude.
I don't give a shit.
You don't know what they're learning? At any point, when they're not talking, they're probably learning more than you know, dude. They're like, I hate this motherfucker.
That's what they're learning?
But realize that I'm not going to have... When I have a baby, it's not going to come out like talking with... Like a person.
Bam, you're my daddy.
She went to the doctor the other day because her stomach was hurting, and she's like, my stomach's hurting so bad right here. They're like, well, did you do anything active? She was like,
Missy?
Yeah, my husband banged me out for fucking 2 hours. Like,
we don't want to hear that.
I didn't say it quite
What was it, Saturday night?
No, it was Friday morning.
Oh.
And what'd you tell him? I'm the doctor, and I want to hear how you said it. Okay, well, did you
hold on.
Anything active with your hurts?
I need to preface it with something else. My regular doctor doesn't work on Friday, so I had to go see some, 63-year-old man who I don't know of.
Take your pants off and let me have a closer look. My vision is what it was.
Most women go to the gynecologist, when they have to, get inside checked, you know what I mean? But I went to my regular doctor because it was stomach pains, and he ended up doing that kind of exam on me. It wasn't even like my gynecologist. It was like a regular doctor. It was really awkward.
Scoping out your puss?
Yes. Yeah. And so he was like,
what we have here?
He asked what I did before the pain started, like if I ate something funny, and I had to tell him that my husband
my
and I had sex, and it made it hurt.
Then he said to chill out for the next 3 days, and we totally didn't.
Which hurt it again, and now I'm like, can barely walk.
Don't you have a doctor's appointment tomorrow?
Yeah, I have to go get an ultrasound.
I don't think I'm going to be able to go.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go to Kazakhstan and go on a major long vacation.
Kazakhstan, dude.
If there's a baby inside my belly, you're going to Kazakhstan.
I don't want to deal with that whiny, cry-y shit.
Daddy, will you show me how to TikTok?
I'll
we
come back.
We could take his voice box out.
I'll come back when she's 2.5.
What'd you call it? Kazakhstan.
Daddy, show me the ABCs, Daddy.
No, you can't leave me alone.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going anywhere. But I really don't want to do... Shut up.
Leave him alone, Lendon.
So, Missy, you're not pregnant?
Well, I don't think so.
Listen to that kind of news. Lendon, shut up. Here goes your mic. Goodbye.
How about MTV with when we were going to do a second season of Bam's Unholy Union before we started to do Minghags, and they're like, serious meeting in Los Angeles. We have a great second season. You and Missy are planning on not having a kid, but Missy ends up getting pregnant, and, you know, now you guys have to deal with a kid, and you're not ready for it and all this stuff. I'm like, do I get to give the baby back to God when it's done? Because this is real life we're talking about. It's not a fucking movie.
They wanted me to have a baby for their show.
Yeah, we got it. The first 3 episodes will be a sugar baby. And you can pick what kind of sugar and how heavy it is. And then you can move up to a 50-pound rice bag.
Like, to better...
rice bag.
To better the second season of Bam's Unholy Union. Like, they were just like, just have a kid and you're not ready for it. And you know, I'm like, I'm not ready for it, though. It's like, well... You know, like, I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Bam, haven't you ever seen the back of a quarter? There's a spread eagle. Hint, hint. Now make a child.
Well, first they wanted us to buy a house, and we pointed out that we already have a house. So plan B was, we'll just have a baby then.
Have an e-baby. Could show everyone on YouTube.
An e-baby.
Can you sell babies on eBay?
If they're made of e-jazz.
E-jizz.
No, I would buy a baby on eBay.
Even.
Just to sell it for
just go to
price.
Cambodia and get one just like how Angelina Jolie does.
I know, they got a whole Navy commercial in their family room.
Remember in Jackass 2 when I was supposed to get a complete back piece of Angelina Jolie taking a minging ass shit?
Oh, yeah.
A thumbs up.
I'm so glad you didn't do that. Because I didn't want that.
Why?
Because I would have to look at it all the time. You wouldn't be able to see it.
I had to look at your Megan-ass tramp stamp before Kat fixed it.
Yo, tramp stamp. That's a new fucking phrase. My girl has one, too, though.
Every girl has a tramp stamp. The only thing
that's what the 90s did to girls.
That's a new, you all a tramp stamps.
A tattoo on your lower back is all that symbolizes is I want to fuck.
You know, Ray coined a phrase, road salad. Someone tossing your salad while you're driving. That's a road salad.
And who the fuck would do that to Ray?
No, I don't know.
That's pretty fucking impossible to do anyways, though.
Matt Coulter,
yeah, I was getting road salad.
You'd have to drive.
You'd have to go like this. Ray ain't such a hot
remember
driver
when we went
as
on,
it is.
We went on, we went on Howard Stern, and I had to explain how he humped in the Hummer. I'm like, it's a fucking Hummer. It's so wide. All you need to do is put the seat back.
She sits come up here.
Yeah. We haven't done that in a while, though.
We haven't been driving the Hummer
ever since
in a
the
while.
Marriage?
You've just been winding up prude.
You guys been less fucking since after you got married, or what?
No, not really.
That's not true.
More? More?
Same amount.
It can't.
The only thing that's changed out of being married is seeing her passport say Missy Margera on it rather than Rothstein.
That's it? Because I just got engaged, and
maybe over
my girl says we have a lot less sex since we got engaged. I mean, it's only been fucking 2 weeks. Give me a fucking break.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm trying to do a CKY record. There's nothing that makes me less horny than Darren Miller. I mean, for fuck's sake, give me a break, Gina.
You found that out.
Chad, I want a hump. Darren! Yeah, Darren's like... Chad, this riff isn't right. I don't want it to be like this. I think we need to change it. You need to put a different effect on it. I said come and bang me up. I don't feel like doing it right now.
I'm telling you. Ever get fucking swamped at work where you can't think about fucking...
Big time.
Editing.
I'm glued to the computer to where I'm going berserk and like... for 2 days straight, I, like, can't leave the room unless I'm taking a piss or I'm making ass shit.
And while you're fucking, you're sitting there still thinking about what you just fucking might have fucked up in your edit.
Right,
you
know? And like, I know that other shit needs to be done.
She don't want
to
know that.
So I can't be
That's
upstairs.
That's what you're thinking about?
I'm thinking, it happens. When you try to make me watch a two-hour movie upstairs, I'm thinking about how something needs to get switched, and if I fall asleep and then wake up the next day and forget what I was thinking, then I'm going to be pissed off.
You should keep a notepad and a pencil next
to our bed.
This motherfucker
never stops working, dude. He never stops working.
I know.
Shit needs to get done. Shit, we're doing work right now. We're doing a radio show.
Yeah, you could be banging around right now. What would you rather have, a radio show or getting banged
right now? A radio show, because I'm a little bit sore.
Well. We're actually alone for once on Saturday because Mike Nutt, who's editing the movie,
went back
to Lambertville in New Jersey, and Seth and Selena went to Boston to drop off their kitty and then go get their shit from California to move it over to here. So we had the whole place to ourselves.
And what did we do?
We're outside by the pool, just naked, chilling. I'm like, dude, there's so many trees. It's fine. Nobody will see us.
Then the
blue plane who always comes by and takes photos at 100 feet from above, which is totally illegal because you need to be like 300 feet high.
The blue plane.
I did research.
Like, as if there's like
there's this white plane that fits maybe three people and it has two blue stripes and I know it's the same fucking... It comes by my...
What does it say? PerezHilton.com on the bottom?
It must because...
TMZ.
They're doing something, but like I'm like, oh great. And there wasn't even any towels or anything to hide, so I dove into the pool and she was out there.
I can see.
Nude. I'm sure that there's going to be photos somewhere.
Good, man. That's what people are looking for.
But you know
anyway.
What? I know it's
good,
that plane with the blue stripes, so all I need to do is go to the Chester County airport or Brandywine
anyway.
Because there's no fucking way they're coming from like Trenton or something. I need to go to either one of those and I'll find out why he keeps flying over there.
Why don't we do that?
Airfields all
the only
over.
Thing you really have to be worried about is if you have like some sick ass little dick or something, or Missy's got
some
like,
little mini hard
ridiculous infection like this you can see from the sky. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that big of a fucking deal.
Oh, the phone's ringing. Let's play Negative from Finland.
Is it track one, Bam Bam?
This is track five, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're not so sorry, are you? I don't see it.
I haven't played this in a while, and I'm looking forward to it.
I thought you played it every week, but I got it confused. No, play Lacrimus Profound.
Lacrimus Profound. So this is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Will I ever find the cure? Mistaken, I'm waiting. nature of this program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Radio Bam, Serious 28 Faction.
You know what I do
have? Back with the real Bam Margera. No more Radio 6 shit.
In Ming Hags, we have this really buff, handsome dude that Franz is fascinated with. He wants to be Bruno so bad. His name is Bruno in the movie, but his real name is Ted, and he's basically... he works at a law office, and he's a black belt in karate, and he has a hot girlfriend, or a hot wife.
Franz is jealous of this motherfucker.
No, dude, right? He so is. But I have this clip of Franz talking about... I'm busting Franz's balls. Let's hear it right now. This is Franz... Obsession
Bruno. With Bruno. You think so? Dude, Bobby
you
and Bibbs
asked my D to get to his.
Yeah, but Bobby and Bibbs aren't afraid to show it.
Bobby and Bibbs.
Man, I lost 20 pounds on this movie. I was so depressed before we started this movie working on these.
20 pounds ain't Bruno, big man. Boy.
It ain't Bruno. 700 trips to the gym might get me somewhere around Bruno level.
What's Franz's fascination with Bruno? If he could switch bodies with Bruno, he'd be Bruno.
I have no problem with admitting that I would rather have Bruno's body than this pathetic thing.
Yeah, but did you admit that you want to suck his ass?
I might suck his ass, but you know what? I'd rather have my dick than his dick.
I'll tell you,
not that I know what his dick is like.
In the script, we had Bruno doing karate, and little did we know that he was an actual black belt. So
I knew he was a black belt.
You study on Bruno because you want to suck his ass.
I want to be Bruno. I love Bruno. I want to be him. And you know what? If you don't like Bruno, you don't like the movie. Because Bruno is the movie.
I like Bruno, but I don't want to go sucking his ass.
You wouldn't rather have his body than your pathetic, thin little body.
If Franz was gay or had gay thoughts, he'd be driving straight to Conshohocken and stealing the Lamborghini to go suck Bruno's ass.
Is that where he is?
He lives in Conshohocken.
Yeah, downtown Conshohocken. Ted Trollinger, Bruno, here's a guy who has it all. He has a great job in a law office. He's ripped to shit. He's good looking
ripped
as hell.
Shit.
All the chicks love him. He has a cool wife. He goes on vacations with his wife once a season, and now he's in a cool movie. Who wouldn't want to be Bruno? And he's a karate instructor. I mentioned he's a karate instructor.
This is Bruno's D. Let me see what you do.
What I would do? Hey, Bruno, how's it going, buddy? What's up, man? I'd love to be you, Bruno.
He's looking right at his cock.
Okay.
I'm still working on the behind the scenes. Jesus. I'm seriously going berserk in that editing room.
Why don't you videotape Franz's new sessions? He's been taking karate lessons off Bruno, hasn't he?
I seriously... No, I don't think so, but...
I think you should film that then.
I seriously look... When I'm in the editing room from like
where
9 in the morning
up.
Till 5 at night, I look so forward to going to like Wawa. Just to, like, get out of there.
Yeah,
like,
a little treat.
I'm like, I'm driving, I'm outside, and there's wind hitting me. This is the greatest ever. Like, yeah. Just that I'm, like, outside and not locked in there staring at a fucking screen.
You gotta get a blue plane and fly over to Blue Plane's house. Fly over the blue plane when he flies over your house.
Spy versus spy.
I'm not kidding.
How about that scary-ass movie we saw last
shit.
Night, and then when we got
oh
home,
my God.
The power kept going
you know,
off.
You know that movie,
1408.
Oh, yeah, how was it?
It's
scary as shit.
You watch it?
Dude, oh. You know what? I'm not scared of, like, horror movies where, like, there's a killer on the loose and then they break in and do clumsy shit and then, you know, like, I don't care about that. I get scared, like, when there's no door, when, like, there's no window open and then all of a sudden the door slams or
Amityville.
Something like that.
Oh, Amityville.
Like, supernatural.
Yeah. The window's stuck on your hands.
I was so scared when the power kept going off and on.
Yeah, the power went on and off 5 times last night and the jukebox was on full blast, so when it would come back on, it would be like this big-ass power noise.
Oh, wow.
And then it would be like, ooh! And then it would go back out, and it would come back on.
All right, so would you choose between a pit of snakes or go through the house in Amityville? What would you choose?
Pit of snakes. And I hate snakes.
Yeah. I would do the pit of snakes too, I think.
Yeah.
I'll take the Amityville house.
No, dude, because you don't know what could happen afterwards. Like, maybe they could muff with you forever. Like, you know, maybe 3 years will come by and like somebody in your head will be like, I'm back.
Is that a real hotel?
Yeah.
The Dawson Hotel?
I don't know. I think so.
Do you want to stay there?
Fuck no. Hell no.
I asked Lennon when he thought Abe Lincoln got assassinated.
Shut the fuck up.
And what year did you say? He thought Lincoln got assassinated in 1640.
No, I said 1670.
Yeah, well, that's
like,
better.
You said like you started off like 1600s. I was like,
when do you think Abe Lincoln got shot? And I knew it was, I guess like 1859, right?
That's what I would have. I would have said somewhere
around there, right? And then I go, well, Lennon, when did the Revolutionary War happen? And he goes, I'm going to go with 1880. Oh, so it happened after fucking...
So when was the Abe Lincoln?
Abe Lincoln's like 1860s.
I said the year 2050. That's what I said.
Yeah, right.
I didn't say fucking 1840.
You said 1880 for the American Revolution.
No, I was fucking around. I said 1995.
Yeah, like, oh,
yeah. I took Lennon on a ride in the Lamborghini. We went to Land Hope Farms. And Lennon is such in a giddy mood. I don't understand. But as soon as I would gun it from third gear to fourth gear, I'd be like, and he'd be like, ah! I'd be like, why is he laughing? Because I'm gunning it in the Lamborghini.
I was laughing when this other car fucking moved like 5 feet out of the way when we were like,
Then this bird was in the middle of the road, and it got out just in the nick of time where his like wing kind of hit like the light, but still flew away. And he's just like, thought it was so hysterical that a bird almost got clobbered. It was definitely not a crow.
You were whipping
it
around.
Was more like one of those little barn swallower
like,
motherfuckers.
Bam's not driving this thing fucking 15, 25 miles an hour. He's howling down these roads, man. It was awesome.
Them little barn birds that plant up right there in front of the Lamborghinis, they shit all over the Lamborghinis. And I like birds and stuff, but I couldn't take it anymore. I ripped them nests down. There was eggs in it and everything, and I shot them all with the BB gun. I don't care.
I was really upset about that.
I was upset that they keep shitting on the fucking cars. I would just clean the cars, then there would be like 2 pounds of shit on each Lamborghini. Total bullshit. No, not bullshit. Sparrow shit.
Sparrows.
I don't know exactly how much shit have you weighed shit before. I'm like, does bird shit weigh more than human shit? Is that the question? Did I ask it?
Probably not. And it's always white. What the fuck do birds eat that have white shit? Let's see what they eat.
Whipped cream. Yeah, they're just doing whippets in the woods, flaming it on teens.
Yo, Sam, this is fucked up.
What do you mean?
It's totally fucked up. It doesn't even work.
It's a brand new CD.
Yeah, but this is some of the most professional CD playing equipment in the world.
It's a, what? It's
and
a
it
brand
just
new...
says, like, no.
Put it back in. You didn't put it in right, you idiot.
I put it in both. I tried both.
No, you didn't. That is a proper CD. See if there's any scratches on it.
Smell it. See if it like it.
It's a perfect
like,
CD.
It doesn't even smell like anything.
This is bullshit.
What kind of CD doesn't have a smell? You can tell.
No, you can't tell. It is going to work.
Smell it.
I bought it at Virgin Megastore. What are you talking about?
They're not even in business anymore because they sold you this CD.
Lennon, when was the Civil War?
It says error. What song were you going to play?
All right, I'm going to play a different song then.
Get within 20 years.
Here, play this.
Civil War. Come on, take a guess. No, wait.
Are you sure you want to play this?
Civil War, right? What
Billy
year?
Talent?
Yeah, I like it.
Are you friends with him?
1882.
No. Is he talented?
Yeah.
Is his name Billy?
Yep.
Not, at least you know.
Is he from France?
He's right, doing really good in
Canada.
Germany.
Canada.
Decade. Or,
where's
century?
Decades.
Sorry.
Why don't you, when did Columbus get here? You get within 50
year
years
what?
Of
year
Columbus.
You're what?
Yeah.
You're Columbus. You were fucking way off earlier on that ship.
Yeah.
1492, dumbass. Okay.
I know it because it rhymes. I know it because it rhymes.
Your mom rhymes.
Your Septibus.
All right.
What's USB stand for?
Universal Septibus.
What does ATM stand for?
Ass to mouth.
What about ATOGM?
Ass to other girl's mouth.
All right, this is Billy Talent Surrender.
What's
ATOA?
What?
Talk over coffee for an hour or two. She wonders why I'm always in a good mood. the hi-fi kids. Holy Lord. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banter on Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, that's Sirius 28 Satisfaction, isn't it? yes.
Satisfaction.
28.
That was a good one, dude. Hey, you should sell that. Don't even say it again.
Say it. Dr. Zay.
Hey, Dr. Zay.
Satisfaction 28.
Leonard. Yeah. Talk to us. What are you playing?
Bam Bam just came back.
Hi, Bam.
He loves Billy Tom so much he couldn't fucking even stay for the whole song.
Hi, Bam.
No, I had to go get more CDs out of the
working?
Car. Huh?
You just went and just had to go do another job? Earn another 10 mil or some shit?
No, I had to go get CDs out of the car because we're running low in this radio room.
That's last minute shit. That's how you do it.
You know, I like to play shit that I've been listening to in the car lately because I'll be like...
The same day, though.
Yeah, I like this song. I forgot about this. And then I'll come into the radio room and then I'll see the same stack of CDs. And I'm like, fuck that shit. I need to go back up to my car and grab what I was listening to earlier. Show appreciation.
Which is probably Lacrimus Profound or him or...
stuff like that.
Now, what would you like, waffles or pancakes?
I haven't had either in ages.
I like both.
Why haven't you had those? Damn.
But if you had the pick,
I don't wake up for breakfast.
Pancakes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no time for breakfast. If you...
No, you're up at
they
fucking
8. They don't give you enough waffles. They usually
yeah, but
give
you
all
won.
Waffles.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
too.
I know. Usually.
And they crease it four ways, so you think you're getting four,
you're
but it's
totally bullshit. Getting gypped.
What do you like, Bam? Urinals or toilets? You have to pick one.
Or tubes.
Toilets, because I usually barf up the spaghetti I ate. Before.
Shovels or spades?
Shovels.
Shoes or boots?
Boots.
Kmart or Walmart?
Bread or crackers?
Kmart.
Yeah. How about Exeter Mall or Concord Mall?
No, Concord now.
Why?
Because that motherfucker took the emblem off the car.
At Exeter?
He tried to and dented it all up and then he pulled a knife out on me.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, that thing.
That motherfucker. He was like 16 years old. His mom was coming to pick him up in a minivan. And I could have had the cops come and arrest him.
Just stab that fucking kid.
Then I got...
right.
I should have stabbed him with his own knife.
I'll fucking stab.
But I knew it was them, and he was trying to say that it wasn't. I'm like, you don't understand. It's not like I'm trying to catch you. I already fucking caught you red-handed with my own fucking eyes. So when you're telling me that you didn't do it, you know, you're taking me for an idiot because I was watching you try to take the fucking emblem off, dickhead.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
Yeah, dice.
Dice.
Speak your mind.
Oh, hey, Bam, how's dice. It going?
Yeah. I'm
guessing Uncle Matt.
Who are you calling, Bam Bam?
Phil.
Hello?
Philip.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I just got back. Well, me and Jesse ran to the passport office in Chester County. They said they're sent to the place they sent you.
Did he get his passport, dude? Because we got to
get it. Did he get his passport?
He's going to get it tomorrow. We got to go there at Philly like you had to go that day.
Beautiful.
Well, did he buy my fucking ticket to Sweden? Because he said he was going to before 3 o'clock, so did he?
Just tell him.
Before 3 o'clock?
Ask Jess. Are you with him?
Tell him to email.
I'm home, but he's doing it.
Doing it? I need him to get it done.
Yeah, just email Jack right now.
Phil, he's not going to do it.
Where you at?
He's doing a radio
show. I'm doing a fucking radio show. What did I just say?
Oh, the radio
show.
Hey,
what's
up? Right now?
Oh, that's right. He's getting here.
No, Phil. I just told you that you're live on air, and now you're saying right now. Yes, right now.
I didn't hear you say
that. Not live on air, are you?
Yes, sir.
Medium.
Medium live, right?
Medium on air live.
Yeah. Did you know that I had to take your brother home?
Because he didn't want to be here without him.
Phil, I had to take your brother home from New Hope because he was shitbag wasted. Piece of shit pissing his pants in the back of the Mercedes.
Vito.
Don Vito.
Can't believe that I gave you an out and you still took him. I said, Vito, come with us. And you said, no, go with you.
I know, because he was having fun.
He was really annoying.
Who's that? Is that Vito now?
That's
me, but he's trying to poop last night. He's a crazy fool.
My ball still hurts.
Wait, what time in the morning? She said 3:30 in the morning. What she said?
Is Vito there?
No, he's kind of disowned at the moment.
Boo. Is he? Let's call
he's
him.
He's disowned by who?
By Ruthie, especially. They're supposed to work together on paperwork, and now they won't. You know, he strangled her, made her bloody neck.
Oh my God!
What? Bam, you need to say something to him. He can't.
Dude, Vito's out of
like
control.
That.
Vito's never going to change.
Did he ruin the show for CKY? Did he ruin it, or was it all right?
No, it was all right.
Did he ruin it?
Yeah, he did good playing my bass.
He ruined the car ride home.
He would go up in the mid-CKY performance and just start singing Bruce Springsteen songs. Wrong words.
That's what Popoff at dinner said, Vincent. I thought we gave you enough attention. Why do you need so much attention, Vincent?
Why do you light yourself on fire?
We don't need your attention, Vincent. Then why do you keep doing stupid stuff all day, man?
I can't believe that you guys are related.
He was forcing me to eat his family with Gleaming.
Phil, do you think if I called Vito, he would answer?
You could call him, but I'm telling you, he's out of control at the moment.
Out of the moment? He's been out of control since he was fucking born. What are you talking about?
He's going to be worse out of control now.
Yeah, right. I'm going to call Vito.
Give him a call, and hopefully he's under control.
All right, later, Phil.
All right, bye.
All right, I'm calling Vito.
Vito is in the military, man. Well, what did he do in the military, though?
He fought a tank.
I don't even... picture Vito operating a gun.
He flew an F-14.
He fought a tank.
Landed it. You motherfucker.
Oh, God.
He drove a...
Vito's still trying to get to the...
He drove a destroyer across the Pacific.
Please leave your message.
I'll call Boof.
Captain Vince.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Hello?
Boof.
Hello.
Yo, it's Bam Bam.
Yo, what's up?
What's Vito choking you and shit?
He's an asshole.
Well, what happened?
But I knocked him on his ass, Bam, and he couldn't get back up.
Tell me what happened.
Around 2 o'clock in the morning, the guy, I went to go to the bathroom, so I shut the door. I was hoping they would shut up. Well... I did that twice, and then at 4 o'clock, I was like, I had enough of this shit, because they started getting louder and louder. So I told him to get the fuck out, and Vito went fucking nuts on me, because it's his friend.
Yeah, he probably just met him, didn't he?
No, the one said hi to me. I mean, I don't know who he was, though.
Who was it, fucking Wayne Plus?
No, it wasn't him. It wasn't him.
He's in jail, isn't he?
Yeah.
Good.
Was it that Bam lookalike?
At first I did think it was the Bam Plus, because they went off the hallway going, that noise that you guys make, oh!
Where does Bam Plus live at?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea.
Bam Dude, Plus. It's scary. That guy looks exactly like me with the same tattoos, but he's 10 pounds heavier.
No, Bam Plus 10?
Bam, I see where he don't look like him.
Yeah, but I mean, if anybody wears the same glasses as me with a beanie and a goatee, I mean, you're going to look similar.
He lives in the same town?
No. I don't know where he lives.
It's really scary.
I think he lives in North Jersey or something.
Looking gross.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Let's get beat him up.
And then your dad came over and tried to talk to him, and he was still being a fucking asshole. I don't need that shit. I don't need to put up with his shit.
Well, kick his ass out.
Well, I think I might go stay with Bubba. Yeah, but that's not how I operate. I'm getting away from him because I don't need his shit. This happened too much. He used to do this shit when Jay lived there, and Jay wanted to fucking kill him, and Jay had too much respect and didn't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He would bring losers home, and then we had to worry about them stealing all their shit, you know? Like, you couldn't even leave your watch on the coffee table.
Did they ever steal shit?
So they steal shit, yeah.
What was the last thing stolen?
The 350 out of Melissa's person that our house got robbed.
We're doing the radio right now.
What's up, Booth?
Nico says hi.
Hey, Booth.
That's
all my
hi.
All right, well,
I said get high.
We're going to play a song.
Okay.
All right, later, Booth.
Later, Booth.
Jesus Christ. Shit.
Vito's out of control.
He's terrorizing America, dude. He's like Gigi, but like Vito.
Let's put in this beat stakes right now.
Oh, Vito came.
Is that Vito?
Yeah.
Put in track 9. This is the Beat Stakes, brand new album from Germany. They're rocking and rolling over there. They're probably the biggest band in Germany, and nobody even knows about them over here. This is the shit came from the line. Beat Stakes, new one. Cheers. 28 Faction, radio band.
Let's go.
To fall to behold.
Some might say you tried your luck. You ain't dead yet, but thunderstruck. Shit hits you from way above. You ain't the one to blame, I love. Some might say you tried your luck. You ain't dead yet, but thunderstruck.
Yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece.
If God wanted you up there, he would have miracled your ass.
Lennon, isn't the code to your laptop John Mark Carr?
Whose was it?
I was going to be him for Halloween. Me and my wife.
What does that consist of?
I was going to wear a dress shirt, pocket protector, some glasses, banker's haircut.
He wears some sweet eyeliner too.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice that?
He doesn't mean Katharine Hepburn impersonation, they said. Remember when that was on the news? That's what they said. And then they said he wanted Johnny Depp to play him in a movie.
Yeah. like Johnny Depp would ever stoop to that level.
Actually,
what kind of movie? He's making jillions on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's going to start being John Mark Carr.
Yeah, your wheel's caught on it.
Remember he ate, like, prawns?
Oh,
what do you eat? Yeah, prawns and chocolate cake.
Big deal. He was on a fucking flight from Thailand to America. Like, of course he had prawns and chocolate cake. That's what they give you on the airplane. They're making a big deal about it. They're like, and then you had champagne to drink. Well, right. If you're on a fucking flight for 13 hours or more, I'd have a glass of champagne as well.
His shirt is blue. Miss Lippy's car is red.
He walks like Frankenstein.
That guy's great.
We need to invent a car called the John Mark car.
What's it do?
I don't know. What does it do, Lendon?
A John Mark car. Well, it only comes in blue. It only comes in baby blue color.
It just has a big claw that, instead of grabbing trash bags, it just drops off confession notes everywhere.
Like, it just got every little kid that like drives by.
It runs on chocolate cake.
Gets snatched up by it.
One side says free puppies. The other side says free candy.
You know, Pop-Up's coming over to watch some of his clips today.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Well, he's seen better days, but,
yeah.
I mean, my mom just died, so, he's, I don't know, maybe this will make him laugh.
Oh, it's got it, dude. It's so funny.
Let's hear some clips.
Yeah, I got it right there.
We'll plug it up into the computer if being Chad's coming back. So here we have, Pop-Up's on his way over, and I'm going to show him some of the scenes because he's never seen it yet, but, here's Pop-Up and the Bagger in action.
Get in the car, dingbat. Get in the car, dingbat.
The Bagger and Pop-Up. What a perfect mix of two people that should never be together. And why would Pop-Up be his dad? And as all he cares about is the war and how terrible Bagger is at school. And coaching them is basically like they've never been on screen before, ever. So Deco and I basically had to coach him through the whole thing.
Shut the hell up. Shut the hell up.
Daddy, no!
Daddy, no!
Daddy, no!
Daddy, no!
I need daddy love.
I need daddy love.
Shut up, you sissy.
Shut up, you sissy.
You'd screw up a wet dream.
You screw up a wet dream.
Is that how you made me?
Is that how you made me?
You're a Kansas City faggot.
You're a Kansas City faggot.
Daddy, I want to sit on the Eiffel Tower. It's going to feel good.
Daddy, I want to sit on the Eiffel Tower. It'll feel good.
Oh, now say, shut up, you sick freak.
Shut your mouth, you sick freak.
And we would just say that back and forth until we got it right, which is kind of the wrong way to do a movie, but it worked out perfectly well.
Who says what's the wrong way to do a movie, dude? You say what's the right and wrong way to do it. It's your fucking movie.
Yeah, but, you know, like, they would never allow that in a legit
movie. Who are they anyway?
The wrong way would be is every fucking company in Hollywood.
When are they going to die, then?
They should die.
Get started.
Dude, you know what? Same with MTV. Like, they have this formula, you know, like, that works. You know, it's like the real world. You'll film them living in a house, and then they'll film the arguments, and then they'll do interviews afterwards saying what happened. It's like, well, Mike pissed me off because he brought somebody over, and it was late night, and I had to go to work the next morning. And then they'll argue and do side interviews showing the clips of them arguing. And it sort of works, but when you do 9 different kind of fucking shows like that, it gets so boring. And same with the movie industry. They figured out a formula that works, and it sucks. And I'm going to switch that. What's this? Oh, it's your phone back.
You're not going to go with any of the rules that MTV gave you on this movie at all.
That's the reason why I did this movie, so I don't have to deal with, you know, jumping off of a 20-foot story onto a couch and hurting my face and then them saying that they can't show it.
This shit is like a cult classic, though. Do you mind, like, if it doesn't, like, go big? Like,
I hope it doesn't.
Do you want it to do, like, honestly, you probably want it to do huge. Why wouldn't you, right? But,
well,
other than that, it's got such cult classic value
to it
already.
I like the fact that there's diehard fans that want to see it, and it kind of gets spoiled on their part if, you know, if some 15-year-old kid who doesn't even skateboard, who plays soccer at school, knows about Ming Heggs as well, and then the cool skater kids in school don't feel like they're as cool anymore because everybody knows about it. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, I've never seen American Pie.
All in all, I'd like everyone to see it, though.
I've never seen American Pie, but I've seen Haggard about 500 times on my own time. I didn't ever want to watch American Pie because I know it's edited out for fucking idiots.
And there's so much shitty, shitty movies these days, dude. I cannot take it anymore.
I didn't know they still made them until I went to the video store and couldn't find anything to rent. There was 10,000 things not to rent.
I know. I swear to God, last time I went to Blockbuster, I went into the new releases, and every fucking movie from A to Z, I was like, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. This sucks. This has got to suck. This has to suck shit. This might be pretty medium, but not worth 2 hours of my time.
Dude, I went and got... No, I love fucking kung fu movies, like the old fucking Saturday Cinema 70s shit. So
why are the older ones so much better?
They're way...
Because it was like practice?
They're
trying to make a kung fu movie and hoping it would work. So now they figure out it's dialed.
A million wires and everybody's floating. It's so fucking gay and...
Dude, that slow-mo fucking Matrix shit.
I fucking
so
went.
So played out.
I hated that Crouching
that
Tiger so bad.
So
everyone's
bad.
Like, you probably love that. I'm like, dude, that shit is so fucking gay. Fucking prancing around the wires. And then I went and I was like, you know what? Let me give it a shot. So I rented fucking The Curse of the Golden Shower or Curse of the Golden Flower. That movie is the fucking worst piece of shit I have fucking ever seen, dude. That movie fucking sucks.
Well, it says flower in the title. I wouldn't rent it already.
It is the lamest shit.
All I'm saying is,
How cursed can a golden flower be?
Go rent Better Off Dead and American Pie at the same time and watch them both in one night, and you'll see that 80s movies are better than the bullshit coming out today.
Yeah.
And kids, I mean...
Spinal Tap.
Kids want to go to the movies on the Friday night, so they're going to buy the tickets regardless, and they're going to make their millions anyway. But all I'm saying is movies were way more, like... What's the right word? Like, heartfelt. They put more heart and time into it instead of just hiring fucking...
More authentic. And
John Heder.
Yeah,
John Heder's funny. Let's put him in this rollerblade movie and make him be a roller skater. You know,
the motherfucking commercials for the movies
crappy.
These days are just as good as the fucking movie, dude. You can see the commercial and just get the same
Romero.
Thing out of it, dude.
George Romero. Watch some Day of the Dead or Dawn of the Dead.
Watch the trailer, and they put all the funny shit in the trailer.
Everything's in the trailer.
And you basically just saw the movie as it is.
They better not fuck up Transformers. I know they're going to fuck it up.
Oh, it's already fucked up.
That is so fucking popular already with toys and shit all out, everything again, like, like on cups of fucking Taco Bell.
There's already fucking Happy Meals about it. Mm. How gay is that shit?
Promotion. I would eat a Happy Meal to get a pizza now.
Probably Transformers and your Snickers bars just like some Shrek.
I know they're going to fuck
Shrek
it up, though.
You got to go get a Happy Meal.
Definitely looking forward to my next installment of friggin' Mad Max. Fourth one, there's definitely a fourth one coming out.
Mad Max,
we have Mel Gibson, definitely one last time.
What's it called? All Jews Die This Time?
In the future, all Jews die by Mel Gibson.
And Italians.
He was all drunk. He got pulled over and just started blaming everything on Jews. And now he's trying to say that he has an alcohol problem. Like, most of the truth comes out is when you're semi-boozed up. Like, don't fool me, buddy.
Dude, I have a I have a clip of Mel Gibson and his buddies.
I do. Get it.
Mel Gibson and his buddies at the fucking frat party. Believe that shit? They do fucking. You think they'd be doing keg stands? They're doing that.
It's Mel Gibson at his pool party in his nice Malibu home.
It's fucking ridiculous what they do over there. You get so much money just over there. Like... I want to see his movie totally.
That's what I said, Braveheart.
Let's go see Apocalyptica.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I can't even pronounce it, let alone
fucking
see it.
That was called
Tupacalyptica.
Tupacalypse.
That would be a better fucking movie, probably.
Let's play some CKY.
That's coming out, actually, the new Tupac album, the Tupacalypse album.
Let's hear this. Sweet Sam's CKY.
What track is that?
Well, I always play Justin Decay, and that's my favorite one, and Suddenly Tragic, but
off this last album. That,
yeah, but I'm going to play track 5, Power to Sleep.
2005 CKY. Shit. Is it even fucking queued up, Dice?
Wahoo! Series 28 Faction.
What do you like better?
Deco and Lennon.
No. What do you want better?
Would you rather suck Rake's toes till you die, or would you rather suck Rake's toes for eternity, or eat his ass until you're dead?
Toes.
Toes. Would you rather take a bath with Rake or take a bath with Art? Harry. Time is of the essence.
Art.
Listen, okay. Would you rather have a dentist stick a hot dog down your throat or two meatballs?
Hot dog.
A hot dog, okay. What do you like better, pissing or pooping?
Pissing.
You wipe up or you wipe down?
Both.
Well, you've blown my brain.
Oh, wow. You've been blowing other things?
Would you rather paint an old man's toes or lick an old man's balls?
Toes.
Would you rather lick an old man's balls or have your arm chopped off?
Balls.
What would you do to those balls?
Nothing.
Would you rather fight a mermaid and then have the mermaid fuck you in the ass with its trident, or would you rather bite the mermaid's dick off and swallow it and then go up for air?
Bite a dick off and go up for air.
Would you rather stick your dick in a blowhole of a porpoise or a blowhole of a whale?
Oh, porpoise.
Would you rather lick an envelope and have it slice your tongue off, or lick Rake's cock and have it bite your ear off?
Oh, man, Rake's cock.
And what? Hurry?
Rake's cock has ripped my ear off.
Would you rather swallow a grenade filled with semen that's going to blow your guts out from the inside, or rather, would you rather take a facial from a Japanese master?
Take a facial from a Japanese master.
Would you rather suck Rake's cock or listen to a Nude R. Kill album?
Nude R. Kill album.
How about, would you rather give would you rather jack off James Madison or give George Washington A2OPM? As to other presidents' mouth.
As to other presidents' mouth, motherfucker.
Would you rather help an old lady across the street and get a complimentary blowjob, or would you rather help an old man across the street when his bag breaks, he fucks you in the ass while you pick up his groceries?
The old lady.
Would you rather drink horse piss or a blended up dog's asshole in a blender, liquefied? Horse piss.
Horse piss.
Whose dick would you rather have your femur broken by? Barbaro's or Smarty Jones?
Smarty Jones.
Whose hoof would you rather get stuck up your ass? Secretariat or Seabiscuit?
Seabiscuit.
Whose face would you rather look at while gay dudes blow you? Tobey Maguire or Han Solo?
Han Solo.
What would you rather have shot up your ass? A jackhammer or a lightsaber? What would you rather get chased down the street by and then it bites your asshole open and you have to get an asshole donated to you? A Doberman pincer or a Great Dane?
Oh, Great Dane.
What would you rather ride with a saddle? A Tauntaun or a Great Dane that can speak fluent Chinese?
A Tauntaun. Yeah.
Now, what would you rather have nibble on your ball sack? A Tauntaun with no teeth or an alligator that's friendly?
Tauntaun.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
A Tauntaun with no teeth.
Could you repeat that for our judges?
A Tauntaun with no teeth.
That's right. He's a winner. Think of that. He's a winner. Would you rather have hot candle wax dripped all over your ball sack, or would you rather have ball sack dripped all over your hot hard-on?
Candle wax. Oh, my balls.
Would you rather spend your days and nights in another man's bed, or would you rather spend your nights licking Rake's tiny hole?
Oh, God. This is a night in another guy's bed.
Would you rather get raped up the ass in a Motel 6 or raped up the ass in a Hilton?
Hilton.
Would you rather eat breakfast at Hojo, or would you rather at Howard Johnson, or would you rather eat breakfast in a porcupine's den?
Howard Johnson.
What would you rather use as a chair, a porcupine or a camel with real pointy humps?
A camel with real pointy humps.
What would you wipe your mouth with? A bloody rag tampon or a pitcher's underwear after a doubleheader?
Bloody tampon.
Okay. Would you rather have... Who would you rather fight in the shower naked and he has dildo hands? Buzzsaw from Running Man or Sub-Zero from Running Man?
The first guy. What the hell? What's his name?
Buzzsaw.
Buzzsaw.
You have to split.
Yes. I go, Buzzsaw.
Buzzsaw.
Fucking Sub-Zero. Freeze my ass and fucking like, blow it apart in pieces.
If you had to tell your mom you were gay and make her watch you make out with your lover, who would you rather have your lover be? James Earl Jones or Carl Weathers?
James Earl Jones.
Since you're black and white, who would you rather make out with if you were gay, a black guy or a white guy?
Your mom.
That's a white guy. What would you rather find in the bottom of a beer that you just drank? A used condom or rake's toe?
Rake's toe.
What would you rather brush your teeth with? Rake's dick or rake's toothbrush?
Oh, God. Oh, man. Toothbrush. Oh, God. That's like setting me to death.
Which one?
Toothbrush.
The toothbrush?
Yeah.
What would you rather?
That's scary.
Okay, are we done?
That's fucking scary.
Yeah, dude, that was very good, man.
Serious 28 facts. Serious 28 facts.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.